I'm Ebony K. Williams, attorney and host. Welcome to Holden Court, where we analyze the latest legal headlines that everybody's already talking about. But we dig deep into how the courts impact the culture. We break it all down, going straight from gavel to your newsfeed. And every week, we keep it 100. Right, Dustin?
That's right, E. Let's hold court.
Dustin, how was your weekend, baby?
My weekend was incredible. I was on the move, though. Mm-hmm.
You was down in the A?
Down in the A, and it was a quick turnaround trip for me. So I was there less than 24 hours.
Oh, my God. Well, yeah. You know, because you work.
Work. You got to get in and get out.
I was so delighted to see my boo has a new show. Hosting a new television. Tell me all about it.
I'm very excited. So. Mm-hmm. Revolt.
Yes.
Has
Revolt.
A new show. Well, not a new show. It's actually the second season of Bet on Black, which is a show kind of like Shark Tank. It's actually executive produced by some of the producers from Shark Tank.
Oh, great.
Smart. Where we're giving away $200,000 to these black entrepreneurs that have brilliant, brilliant ideas, smart ideas.
So good.
These people are doctors. Creatives. They come from all walks of life, and just a really, really brilliant grouping of talented people that we're giving money to.
And that's important. You know why? Because as much as women in particular are the number one growing entrepreneurs in our whole country, we're also the least likely to get seed money.
Yes, and that's so important, right, to really getting these ideas funded properly and executed properly.
So $200,000 that you guys are giving away, is going to change the game for some of these business owners.
Yeah.
Where can I see the show?
So it's airing every Monday night on Revolt at 9:30, and it'll be streaming the next day. So if you don't catch the original airing on Monday nights at 9:30 p.m. On Revolt, then you can catch it the next day on streaming platforms. So we're so excited. I host it. We have an amazing group of judges who have been successful entrepreneurs in their own right.
Yep.
Pinky Cole.
Yes.
From Slutty Vegan,
come on,
our
Slutty
girl
Vegan.
Pinky.
And she's franchising.
Yes.
Hello.
Not playing.
Yes,
okay. And
absolutely.
She's such a smart, smart businesswoman.
Brilliant.
When you hear some of the commentary that she gave this talented group, you're going to be blown away.
Oh, I'm definitely actually watching this because, you know, as business people, the ability to learn from other business strategies, this is paramount.
And not just her, we have Master P on the panel.
I love
who
Master
we all
P.
know
That's
is brilliant.
A brilliant business.
Absolutely. Detavio from Revolt, he's
Shout
on
out
the
to
panel.
Detavio Samuels. Yeah. You know, he went to that old raggedy ass school. D-O-O-K. Yeah, I said it, Mandy. Yeah, I said it. But we love Detavio.
Shots fired. Ron Brown from Target.
Amazing.
LaToya Luckett, Remy Ma.
Queen Remy.
Beautiful Remy. Like, and again, another very smart person. Yes.
And Remy is really good about finding a gap in the marketplace.
She is.
You know, so when she sees, y'all not really handling the female rap queens like they need to be handled, she creates a whole platform.
Yeah, and
Shout
I love
you,
that.
Yeah.
So it's really exciting. I'm very happy to be a part of it.
Love
so
that. Congratulations.
That. Thank you so much,
They
Ebony.
Got the right one hosting
Thank
it.
You.
I know
Thank
that.
Thank you so much. I'm very
good
happy.
Good job, Detavio and team. All right, so speaking of, we got some interesting stuff on the docket today. I really want to spend some time because this issue, Dustin, of Protect Black Art, specifically as it relates to rap lyrics, it's everywhere.
Yeah.
And I'm getting a lot of questions. I'm sure you are too, from our jurors. What's going on with these rap lyrics and the federal government and prosecutors and this, that, and the third? So I really want to break that down, specifically as it relates to Young Thug and Gunna, but they're not the only ones. Mm-hmm. So this is everywhere. So we want to break that down in a few different ways. We want to talk about Young Thug and Gunna's charges, the RICO shit that's being stacked against them, why they're both still in jail and been up on bond release hearings about three or four times
and now, right?
Keep getting denied.
Yeah.
And there's a reason for that, though. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to explain it to you. I want to break down the elements, Dustin, of what is a bond hearing?
Yeah.
What is the judge looking for?
Yeah.
When do you qualify for release and when don't you? Because people need to know. Gunna's family. Lord have mercy. y'all have probably seen the videos. Gunna's family had a, let's just say, reaction to the fourth bond denial, and the judge let them know what they can do with their reaction. We'll get into it. And then, you know, I want to close the episode. I have a policy where I don't talk about now, my former colleagues that are Real Housewives, unless it's in a real kind of limited capacity.
For sure.
So shout out to Jen Shaw, and I hope that she gets justice. Mm-hmm. There's justice served in her legal matter. We know that she has pleaded guilty to some charges with the federal courts. But what I want to talk about, Dustin, is the fact that she said on a recent episode of Real Housewives of Salt Lake City that her lawyer has told her to stop getting Botox in advance of her sentencing hearing. You would bust out laughing like that, like you don't have no sense. Silly. Because what I'm about to say is this is important.
Woo! Of all the things, mama's facing what, 30 some years? They throwing a book at Jen Shah.
But you know what? And they told her. Her lawyer not lying to her, Dustin.
Okay.
Well, I'm gonna tell you. Okay? Yeah, I know, because it looks a little ridiculous. I'm sure when you saw this on the rundown.
No pun intended, but help me, okay? Help me. Right. It looks a little ridiculous.
I know it looks a little ridiculous, but this is actually extremely important, and I want to talk further about how important what you look like, though, for real. What you look like in that courtroom matters a lot.
Okay.
A lot. I'm gonna get it to the root of to the tutor as to how much everything from your facial expressions, your hairstyle,
what you wear,
glasses, no glasses. Mm-hmm. If you're on crutches, because you really need to be on crutches, go in and stay on crutches. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like all of that
get
stuff.
Get your wrist canes too. Whatever you need. You know what I'm saying?
Whatever.
Yeah.
Helps.
Yeah.
Okay. So we're going to get into why.
That is funny to me.
Why her lawyers sound legal counsel around the Botox issue, Dustin. I know you laughing. And a lot of people are like, bitch, no, her lawyer is not playing with her.
Okay. Because I cannot wait to find out why.
We're going
to
get into the details. Okay. So first up, Gunna and Young Thug. Okay. Let's rewind the clock on this because it's a lot of facts to take in, Dustin. Okay. So let's start earlier this year. Let's go back to spring of 2022. Young Thug and Gunna. And this like rocked the culture in hip hop.
Absolutely.
Remember when those charges first came down? Rico just went on their ass. I mean, a very, very comprehensive 56-count indictment. 56.
That is heavy.
That's a lot. That's a lot of paperwork. And again, these are RICO charges. So this is the federal government. What does RICO stand for? Racketeer, Influenced, and Corrupt Organization. That's the RICO Act. Normally we hear that around what? Mafia activity, organized crime, and now R. Kelly. I'm going to always say it like
that.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you know, that's what that was. That was organized crime.
And according to a federal judiciary, which is why he's serving time on it right now. I digress. Okay, so let's going back to Young Thug and Gunna. This came out. And again, when the RICO hits... Know that they have been sitting on your ass and your associates for years. That's how you get a 56-count indictment, Dustin.
My God, today. 56 counts.
Yeah. And this is around Thug himself, Gunna, many others associated with their record label. And see, that's the record label's important, y'all, because that's where the organization part comes in. And again, you know, at this point, it still remains an allegation because neither has been a trial.
Right.
But the allegation is that the record label, and I guess it's Young Stoner Life or Young Slime Life, I don't know, whatever.
Both. YSL.
Are they both? So I was just gonna say, let me have a whole auntie moment because I saw this in the rundown. I was like, Ashley, bitch, you trying to confuse me? Because I saw YSL. I've heard that before. And first of all, you know, I'm used to YSL meaning something different.
Me too. Hello. Good pieces.
Some yes, beautiful pieces.
Yes, classic pieces.
Shout out to Paris and Yves Saint Laurent. Mm-hmm. But this ain't that YSL.
This ain't that.
Okay.
They might have it on, but this ain't that.
But this ain't that.
Okay.
Okay, so Young Stoner Life and Young Slime. Is it the same label, Dustin? With two different names?
Mm-hmm. I think Young Stoner Life is the official name of the label, I believe.
Okay.
I'm not sure on
that. And so where does Young Slime Life fit in?
Slime is a nickname for Young Thug and, you know, slime, free slime.
Okay. Anyway, well, according to the feds, who don't give a fuck about none of that.
They don't.
They think YSL, either way, Stoner or Slime, is affiliated with and kind of like in... corroboration with the Bloods, the gang, gang life, gang. Mm-hmm. Okay, I do know that. Okay.
You have been making me holler this episode.
Woo! Okay, so back to the RICO thing, and this is beyond, okay. A lot of times when you see RICO, people just think, they know it's serious because it's feds, but they also think, Dustin, it could just be white collar. They think it's just money laundering. And not just, but, you know, they think it's limited to that. This ain't that either. This is murder. This is armed robbery in addition to the money laundering and the espionage and all of that. Okay.
Wow.
It's a lot. I'm not going to read you this whole indictment summary, but know it's a lot. know that part of it, this is it in part, two charges were brought as a part of a 56-count indictment that names 28, not two, not four, Dustin, 28 alleged associates.
Baby, that's a clean sweep. 28.
And you better believe the feds then got to every last one of them.
Yeah.
And that's how you get a 56-count indictment.
Wow.
And it includes those 28 people and Gunna and Thug and all of that. Now, Atlanta police, they have accused one of these 28s, mm-hmm. this guy named Christian Eppinger.
Okay.
This is very, very serious, of shooting a veteran gang unit officer.
Oh, shit.
David Rogers, six times in a February 7th incident. You know, reminds me, were you there when T. Cooper and I were? No, I think this was the Sunday we were talking about. We were replaying the American Gangster scene with Ruby Dee.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of my favorite movies. Mm-hmm. I'll watch it every time.
I love that movie and soundtrack.
And soundtrack.
Yes.
But you know when Ruby Dee's character be like, smart people don't kill cops.
Yes. Yes.
She will leave you.
Yes.
I will leave you.
Yes. She okay. should have been talking to them, but go
That's
ahead.
That's what I'm saying. Smart people don't shoot cops. All right. So his case has raised a lot of eyebrows. Of course. Now, this is interesting. Apparently, this same one that was accused of shooting this veteran officer
mm-hmm.
was given bond. I'm going to tell you the conditions of it. So folks are like, what's the difference? Why is this person getting bond who's a part of this whole scheme, but Gunna?
And actually shot,
allegedly.
Okay.
An officer.
Mm-hmm.
Why is he getting bonded up? Now, judge is kind of saying, it's just kind of symbolic because please believe Eppinger is not out. Mm-hmm. He is incarcerated.
Mm-hmm.
And the bond was raised from $400,000, which was the original bond set. Now it's $2
million. Okay.
Either way, his ass is still in jail on a whole nother probation revocation case. So mm-hmm. he violated his probation. That automatically is going to keep him in custody. Mm-hmm. It's a mess. Let's talk about the lyrics. Okay. Because I'm like, I don't even know where to start with this shit.
It's
I'm going to get to the bond when we talk about the viral video next, because that's a mess. But I want to talk about the lyrics because a couple things are getting conflated here, Dustin, and I want to clear this up. Of course, black art, inclusive and especially inclusive of rap lyrics, hip hop content, should be protected. That's full stop.
Period.
Period. No ifs, ands, buts. That's done.
Yeah.
Hip-hop is a part of the culture. Hip-hop it has predicated a lot of liberation of us as black people, mm-hmm. the ability to express ourselves. You know, we all are old enough to remember the NWA of it all,
yeah.
where the feds came for them, yeah. just literally.
Two Live Crew.
Yep, Two Live Crew, literally just for lyrical content.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there was no accusation mm-hmm. that those black men were doing anything
Any
other than being on stage and being what I believe Cube specifically, but it probably was all three of them, shout out to Eazy-E and Dr. Dre.
For sure.
We are the journalists of the streets.
Mm-hmm.
We are reporting on the life of black America.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want us to tell a different story, give us a different experience.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. To me, that's the end of that particular argument.
I agree. And for one additional point.
Please.
What are y'all going to do about the country artists that are talking shit in their music?
Johnny Cash. I mean, we'll be here all day. The Dixie Chicks.
I heard
up,
a
bang,
country
bang.
Song. Carrie Underwood.
Carrie Underwood. Did she
okay.
say she was going to knock
he
the
cheats. Yeah. It's another song. I don't know who it's by, but the motherfucker said, friend, don't kick her. She's all I got. Now, to me, you know what I'm saying? That sounds like
That's very clear.
Hey.
Yeah, rock. All of it.
All that.
So what we know, again, this bus is never late. It's an attack on blackness.
Straight up.
So therefore, around this attempt to criminalize rap lyrics, that's mm-hmm. what I'm speaking on, y'all. Mm-hmm. Don't get this confused with what I'm about to say next.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's a no-brainer. That's why these legislative efforts, California's governor, Gavin Newsom, put a pin on him, y'all. Watch him.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Just mm-hmm. watch him.
Mm-hmm. Because we can already see where that path is headed. Like, I mean, it's crystal clear.
It's crystal clear.
Yeah.
Go on and
setting him up.
If you got some ambitions.
That's it.
Go on and give him a DM. Anyway. California Governor Gavin Newsom has already been successful around this issue at the state level, Dustin, where he signed a bill into law earlier this month in the state of California
mm-hmm.
that says California will now limit
mm-hmm.
the ability of prosecutors to just willy-dilly use just the lyrical content of a rap song It's evidence in a court of law. They're not playing that no more.
Thank
in
California. God.
Thank God. There's an article, there's a bill on the floor coming up soon here in New York from mm-hmm. Congressman Jamal Bowman and company
mm-hmm.
and New Jersey. So this is excellent. This is state by state, and eventually we'll have federal legislation mm-hmm. as well. I want to say Kevin Lyles is working right now. He's former president of Def Jam, current president of 300 Entertainment,
yeah. mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
To make sure that the federal laws that limit the use of that, and that's really lazy prosecutorial efforts to use rap lyrical content in and of itself to prosecute crimes.
Yeah.
And in addition to Kevin Lyles, you've got everybody and their mama from the recording industry on board with that recording, as well we should.
Use their Universal. Voices, absolutely.
That, right. I mean, shit, you've made gazillions of dollars off the strengths and backs of black artists that show up. You yep. know, and really, it's not on behalf of us. Please be clear. It's on behalf of their own commercial interest. Mm-hmm. Don't confuse that, mm-hmm. y'all. So Sony Music Group, Warner, shout out to Warner, yes. Atlantic, Black Music Artist Coalition, all of the above. Great. Everybody's on board. All of that, what I just said, Dustin, is very separate and apart from what I'm about to say.
Got it.
Which is when you just so happen to be black. And just so happen to be a hip hop artist.
Mm-hmm.
And you also commit criminal activity, felonious acts, and then you choose to write about it, rap about it, perform about it in an effort to dovetail your criminal activity and conflate it with your artistry in an effort to evade justice. That's that fuck shit. And that's what we're not doing.
And it kind of makes it cloudy, that argument. That these lyrics can't be used when
some of the times they need to be used. Let's just say it plain. I'm gonna say it plain. Don't worry. I'm gonna take the heat on this one. I'm gonna say it plain. If you, and by the way, the artists that have done it, and it has been done. Now, 99% of the time, it's more of what Fat Joe is saying.
Mm-hmm.
Fat Joe spoke with Nightline, because again, this is a national big huge issue.
Well, yeah.
As well it should be.
Yeah.
Because you've got an industry, a billion-dollar industry, mm-hmm. that's under siege. So Fat Joe accurately says, listen, a lot of us like to, quote, exaggerate, dream, imagine. This is all the art, and it's to actually use it for something that was made up, and then for them to use it against you in trial, it's very dangerous. Mm-hmm. He's right about that, Dustin. Of course he's right about that. But some folks ain't making nothing up.
Mm-hmm.
And some folks are not imagining. Some folks are actually being raggedy enough to use the legitimate attack against hip hop, because that's an attack against hip hop, and then use it to mask their actual criminal activity.
Yeah.
And that's the bottom of the bottom. That's the lowest of the low.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah.
You know, and that's where you've got a prosecutor, a sister by the name of.
She ain't playing with their ass.
No,
either.
Fannie Will.
She's nice. She said it's more to come, too.
Cause have you seen her in press conference?
Yes.
Fannie Willis is not to be played with. She not the one nor the two.
No, she's not.
She's not.
And she is literally sitting on ready.
Yeah, she's a district attorney off of Fulton County down in the A, and she basically said this at a press conference. Speaking of, if you decide to admit your crimes over a beat, I'm gonna use it. I'm not targeting anyone. However, you do not get to commit crimes in my county. And then decide to brag on it, which you do, for a form of intimidation and to further the gain and not be held responsible. See, it's certain, like, if this was a white prosecutor, I'm going to tell you the truth, this probably would play out differently.
Okay.
Because the white prosecutor would likely have a little bit of fear around, I don't want to be seen as racist. I don't want to be seen as targeting black people. Prosecutors are what? Elected.
Mm-hmm.
And if you plan to be elected in Fulton County,
you need that black vote.
You got to have it. It's playing out differently with Fannie Willis because she is a black woman and she has the cultural competency and the credibility amongst her people to speak this way.
Mm-hmm.
She's basically saying, nah, I'm not in the business of just coming for black artists for the sake of their art. But I know the difference. That's what she's saying, Dustin. I know the difference between a lyric that is fictional and someone that is using the art form. See, y'all really need to be mad at these criminals who are masking their criminal activity with the cover of the beautiful art of hip-hop.
Yeah.
Because that is damaging to what, Dustin? It's damaging to hip-hop.
To hip-hop.
It's damaging to
the
black
integrity
culture.
Integrity of hip-hop.
And it's damaging to the justice system.
Yeah.
So, y'all, let's not act like we don't know this from that on this particular issue. It's simple. Criminals need to go to jail. Yeah. Artists need to be protected. Yeah. And if you are a criminal that just happens to do some art on the side, your ass is still a criminal and you going to jail, at least according to Fannie Willis, because she said, what? More to come.
She said more to come. And she specifically said that there's two more rappers that are going to be, I guess, hit with a RICO. Like, who is that? Meek Mill. Might just get hit with that RICO. It's a song.
Yeah, it's a song.
But goddamn.
And again, in that case, it might be just a song. I'm going to tell you what. I'm going to tell you why this is more simple than people are making it out to be. What I know for fact, Fannie Willis, nor any prosecutor in Atlanta, Cali, New York, or nowhere else, is getting a prosecution through to a jury or a judge with a guilty verdict on the strength. They're not even, fuck that, they're not even getting the probable cause hearing to bring the charges with just lyrics.
Yeah, it sounds to me, right, like what has happened is they have uncover this criminal activity and correlate them to these lyrics.
Correct.
And then that's why they've been able to say, so this is why we're using these lyrics. I hope it's not that they just heard these lyrics and then went looking for them. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah. Now, to be provocative, it could be, Dustin.
That's how it happened?
It could be. Mm-hmm. But I'm going to tell you still where we end up at the, we could take two different paths, end up at the same place. Because the order don't really matter.
What matters is
what matters is what took place. And what matters is what other evidence is going to be offered at trial or at preliminary hearings to even get to a 56. Trust me, you don't get to a 56 count indictment off lyrics.
Yeah.
That's just honest.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You don't get to probable cause. You don't even get past that with just lyrics. What you have are points of physical evidence. Who you have are corroborating witnesses, eyewitness testimony, videos, audios, wires.
Cooperating witnesses.
Who you think that 28 folk talking about?
Yeah.
Cooperating witnesses. Thank you. Then you've got forensics. Mm-hmm. You've got fingerprints. You've got DNA. You've got a litany of evidentiary offerings, of which perhaps in these particular cases, the lyrical content is one of the offerings.
And it's such a powerful conversation that is overshadowing those details which actually substantiate these charges being placed in the first place.
Right.
Because people are talking about the fact that these lyrics are being used to, you know, identify criminal activity. Mm-hmm. And they're being used in connection with that.
Right.
So that's what the conversation becomes.
And it's an intentional conflation, Dustin. Yeah. It's an intentional mixing up of, but the art. I don't think anybody with any reasonable mind would argue that artists need to be indicted for purely off of the sake of the lyrical content.
No,
that would be an outrageous argument.
What does that mean for literary work?
What does that mean for poets? What does that mean for all of it, all interpretive art? And actually, I'm glad you mentioned that because I know Congressman Jamal Bowman's bill here in New York, it's inclusive of all of that.
Good.
Which is good.
That's good work.
So yeah, that's that. But y'all, please don't be out here missing it. I'm going to say it like that. Don't be out here missing it, jurors. Just know that your favorite artist unfortunately might be using the beloved art form of hip hop to cape for their badass criminal activity. And you should be mad not at the system on that one. You should be mad at them.
I love Young Thug's music.
I like Young Thug. Actually, I like Young Thug's music, but I also really like what Young Thug was, you know, kind of, I guess, representing.
Yeah.
By way of presentation, gender fluidity, all of, like, it was just all very, you know, and I'm not the most hip hop head, obviously, but I really, really had a fond appreciation for it. I like challenge.
Yeah.
I like people that push and they're challenged. And I appreciate that about Young Thug. However, we're going to see how this indictment plays out.
Yeah. Wow, man. Wow. I hate, you know, you just want to see people be protected from the woes of this legal system. And it's so uncomfortable to see people, per their own actions, end up in these situations.
Yeah.
And then we're forced to defend these artistic ideas and the integrity of this community, this community of the arts.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? We're forced to, we're challenged with our own position on protecting the integrity of the arts and also
holding those that need to be held accountable.
Yeah, it's that simple.
But I love how you just said it plain like that, Dustin. That is what we get to do.
Yeah.
We get to do both. We don't have to throw away the baby with the bathwater.
Yeah.
We don't have to say we can see the criminality of our beloved hip-hop culture. We don't have to concede that shit. Mm-hmm. We can say that's over here, and we're going to protect it to the death. And them criminals, take their ass on.
Can't defend it.
That's it. That's it. Okay, so that's the lyrics free of slime. It all.
Free slime, free gun.
Hashtag free slime, free gun. Okay, now let's talk about, that's a perfect segue.
Uh-huh.
Let's talk about why Gunna not going to be free no time soon. North Thug. Okay, let's go to the bond hearing. So Gunna and Young Thug have both been denied bond several times. I want to say four for sure for mm-hmm. Gunna, maybe for Young Thug as well. And they've been in jail in Atlanta since May of 2022,
mm-hmm.
around when the RICO came down. You seen this video?
Yes.
Child. Okay, yes. So, jurors, I know y'all have seen it. It's on all the platforms, including even Yahoo. Well, you know when Yahoo pick it up. Child. This ain't just on some of my friends' platforms and shit. Babe.
It's everywhere.
This is on, what they call it, Bill Gates.
Bill Gates internet. Okay, on
Al Gore's internet.
Beyonce's internet.
Mm-hmm. Oprah Winfrey's internet.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So Yahoo said. On a recent video, Gunna's third bond hearing has gone viral. The judge makes it very clear that he's not changing his mind, Dustin, about continuing to deny the bond. And it's the same judge every time. Okay, so. Let's break down a bond hearing.
Yes.
A bond hearing, y'all, is a hearing. It's a preliminary hearing that you can have multiple ones of. And so I do like that this is letting people know, Dustin, you don't necessarily just have one shot at bond.
Mm-hmm.
I used to, when I was practicing law, I have a bond hearing every week for my clients.
Period. Ebony, that's right. Yeah.
We had to fill out a little form.
What's up?
Add it to the docket.
Again.
Madam Clerk.
We here. You know what it is.
You know
what's
what it
up?
Is. Let's go. I'm going to keep asking.
How you feeling? Okay.
So a bond hearing is a hearing in which defense counsel meets with the prosecutor and we both approach the judge and we both give our sides of the story. And this is what the standard is, y'all. The judge is looking at two things and two things only. They're not looking at whether or not the person probably did the crime.
Mm-hmm.
They cannot consider that, actually. That mm-hmm. is literally not permissible in consideration of bond.
Didn't know that.
Yep. Very important. All they can consider are these two things, Dustin Ross. Number one, is this person a flight risk? See, this is really first and foremost. Will this person, if released, under whatever terms and conditions I subscribe, we'll get to that, will they come back?
Yeah.
That's what that is. Will this person come back to have their day in court? Will they come back to answer to this court for the charges they are submitted to? Flight risk. So what does that consideration look like, Dustin? That looks like wealth a lot of times. If this person is particularly wealthy, they are deemed automatically more of a flight risk.
Because
Why?
They have access to resources to facilitate them escaping.
Flying
running.
Off. Yeah. Flying off.
Yeah. Fly like a Mariah said, fly like a bird.
Listen. So did Nelly Furtado.
Since we're talking about lyrics. Ooh, and I'm like a bird. God damn it. I only fly away. Lord
fly
have
away.
Mercy.
You remember that one?
Because I'm out. No, but yeah, okay.
But yeah, so because yeah, like you said, well, there you have multiple passports.
Yeah.
Private jet. Look, we live in a private jet lifestyle industry. Yep. You could bypass commercial flights altogether and just be going, whoo.
Yep.
So wealth and particular access is a strong consideration. It's very hard for very wealthy people to avoid that flight risk component.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, they're looking at your continued potential threat to public safety. So that's the two things. Number one, are you a flight risk? Number two, if I let you out, even if you come back.
Yeah.
So that's, we got that part. But if I let you out just between now and your trial date.
What
damage can you do? And what do I know about you in this moment? And this is where judges, to me, are right to have their discretion at this mm-hmm. because if this person does some fuck shit while out, rape somebody, kill somebody, rob somebody, that blood's on your hands, judge.
Yeah,
I mean that's the truth.
You literally decided
with all that you knew about them and their background and their current circumstance to give them release. So y'all, that's what's considered for bond ability. To potentially cause more danger upon release to the public, threat to public safety, and are you a flight risk? Can the court trust you to come back?
And so, because of those two reasons, that's why Gunna
keeps getting denied.
Yeah.
I wouldn't let his ass out either. Not necessarily because I think you're guilty of the charges. I want to be clear with this,
but
y'all.
Per what you just said, that would mark him, you know, as a person who would be a flight risk.
Mainly the flight risk.
Be able to,
For me, if I'm the judge on this case, it's less about Gunner's continued threat to public safety. I'm not really convinced necessarily that he is a public threat to safety right now. Not convinced. Haven't seen all the evidence. We need to know more on that one. But just the flight risk issue alone. You got to stay. Your court date coming up. It's in January.
Woo. That's how it works, though.
That's how it works. I'm just telling
and
you,
this is
the
what
thinking.
We need to know. Yeah. Because this will help you manage your expectations and help you have a general understanding of what the hell is going on. Which I hope no one ever is. But if you're ever in that position
or
someone, close to you, yeah.
So speaking of you and yours.
We ain't do it. I ain't got nothing to do with it.
No.
Not me and mine.
Not you. Dustin, shut up. So silly. I ain't talking about you and yours. I'm talking about Gunner and his.
My hands went up quick. Ah, goddamn.
What's wrong with you? But we knew that. That's why you sent up here with this gray sweatsuit on. All right.
Because I'm going to do it. Anyway, go ahead.
But we're going to run this tape and say you didn't
do it. Okay, there you go, Ebony. Good legal counsel.
I see.
I'm informed.
Listen. Okay, so holding court, doing what it's supposed to do.
Mm-hmm,
okay,
mm-hmm.
Every week. Okay, so I love what you said about managing expectations.
Yeah.
Because I have to wonder, has anyone, least of all Gunner's counsel, had this conversation with Gunner's family? I'm being very serious.
Based on what we saw. Like,
I don't think they've had it. I don't think they got the tools. I don't think they got the information.
Mm-mm.
Because, y'all, if you haven't seen the video, what is evident is the judge says, I'm denying bond once again.
Mm-hmm.
Child, what did he say that for? Family, outrage, and why are you commentary, and that's wrong, and all of this, then third. Because you know how we do.
Mm-hmm.
But what we do in real life and what we can do in a court of law, see, it's something called courtroom decorum. And a lot of judges take it very seriously.
Mm-hmm.
And they feel as if you are not respecting the decorum of the courtroom, they take it personal. They feel you're disrespecting them as a judge.
Mm-hmm.
They feel you're disrespecting the legal process.
Mm-hmm.
They feel you are disrespecting the canons of the law.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we ain't but one generation from them white wigs and
barrister
outfits and shit.
Yes.
Take this shit serious.
Yeah, you see, they just tried to 1776 our ass on January the 6th.
Yeah.
So no.
We ain't far from that. So yeah, so it's a no. It's a no on all that outburst shit, y'all, for real. No matter how you feel, and I know there's a real feeling there. You just can't do it. The judge said this, Dustin. He said, if anybody in the gallery can't otherwise control yourself or otherwise you want to make inappropriate comments, then you can leave at this point in time and no harm will come against you. Nothing else will occur. That's what the judge said. And apparently, some people was leaving, but as they was leaving, they was talking shit under their breath and shit.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe not so much under their breath, a little too over their breath.
Because
then the judge got with it.
Said, you want to play?
Right. And then he said, now, if you remain in this courtroom and make any further outburst, I'll have you arrested. And some people thought that was, you know, just talk. The judge not just talking, y'all. Now, I'm not saying this is right. But I am saying he has absolute full and complete legal authority to have you arrested under what? Contempt of court. And think about what that term is. Again, these are terms we just hear. Contempt of court. That's literally what it's for.
Mm-hmm.
You are showing contempt for this courtroom with the way you are acting. And it is an arrestable offense. You better believe it.
We live in an era and time where people have forgotten, like my dear friend Crystal says, words mean things.
Yeah.
Okay? And there are consequences to certain actions. And I think that people have become desensitized to the seriousness of consequences for their behavior. And there are very real consequences to disrupting a courtroom. Very real.
Very real.
Also, what is that really going to do to aid you in the reason that you're there in the first damn place?
Very good point.
That is going to do nothing but make it's
further alienate
further
that judge.
There you go, Ebony.
And think about this. I'm sure they were very upset and hurt and all disappointed.
Totally understand it.
But they wanted Gunner to come home. He didn't come home yet again. But catch this. People sit in courtrooms every day, Dustin, where their loved ones have been murdered, raped, harmed severely. And then they have to sit there and they have to hear not guilty.
Mm-hmm.
They have to sit there and they have to. People sit in family court every day.
Mm-hmm.
Fighting, spending everything they got to have their children in their possession, in their custody, in their home. And they have to hear full custody granted to your partner. Mm-hmm. And they have to sit with it.
Mm-hmm.
They don't get to have an outburst. They don't get to speak on it. So
someone I know personally, mm-hmm. Has a child with a young lady,
mm-hmm.
and the young lady literally just made up.
Mm.
Okay. So the young lady was upset that they ended their relationship.
Sure.
They have a young daughter together, and she made up some stories and went to the courts, and for 2.5 years, he did not see his daughter. He was fighting the legal system tooth and nail, just continuing to show up at his court appearances and kept a smile on his face and did his thing. And one day, miraculously, she called him and wanted to make peace. And after she had lost in court several times,
mm-hmm,
basically,
mm-hmm.
she just wanted to make peace and just decided to make it all go away and dropped everything.
Dropped everything.
Watching those 2.5 years was... Right. Fascinating to me, to say the least, because I had never seen a person present themselves as willing to, you know, go through these processes, okay, willing to show up and be competent, and then this other person creating these lies, but this other, the person I'm speaking of, being forced to go through these systems and through these processes and maintain their composure.
Yeah.
When you haven't seen your child, you've been literally lied on. Mm. You talk about defamation of character, like the things that she said. And they were complete lies, found to be lies. You know, and it ended up clearing up. But I watched, you know, 2.5 years of that process go on, and it was crazy to me.
It's crazy, but that's a lesson.
He couldn't snap in the courtroom.
No.
He could not. And mind you, she was going crazy. And that actually helped him, that she was showing her ass in the courtroom like
always
that.
Always does. It always does. I try to tell people, and I said this to my clients every time we were in court, and we're going to get to this in our final story with Jen Shaw, because, again, this is part of it.
Mm-hmm.
What you look like matters.
Mm-hmm.
The aesthetics, the optics in the courtroom, they matter.
Mm-hmm.
So that story you just shared is interesting to me for two reasons. Number one, your friend let it play out.
Mm-hmm.
And there is value, y'all, in letting shit play out.
Mm-hmm.
There's also value in he or she or they who maintains control wins,
mm-hmm.
period.
Mm-hmm.
Every time.
Mm-hmm.
Apply that to any context you want to.
Mm-hmm. That's very true.
But you know what I mean? If you are finding yourself losing control of your emotions, of your feelings, of your expressions, you are losing. You are losing. So part of the reason that ultimately after two, I can't even believe, because I'm not a parent at this point in my life. I can't imagine the devastation of those 2.5 years. A, being lied on. B, the consequences that come with that. A lot of times y'all be lying on people playing in family court. Now this person's lost their job.
Mm-hmm.
Now this person can't even have the income to provide child support. You demanding. Be careful with that.
Mm-hmm.
Try to play them. You play yourself.
Oh, that's another thing. He was paying child support that entire time. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I know how this game goes. It's probably, at least in part, Dustin, due to your friend's ability to maintain composure and his self-control that incentivize, because when people do that lying, playing with the court shit, they're looking for a reaction.
Mm-hmm.
That's why they do that. They're looking to ruffle your feathers. They're looking for emotional engagement with you.
Mm-hmm.
And when you don't give it to them, when you have the discernment and you have the discipline, it's about discipline, mm-hmm. y'all. We don't talk about this enough in the culture, y'all. We got to have some discipline.
Yes.
Gunna's family needs to exercise some discipline. Not that their feelings aren't valid
at all. No
they are very valid,
but it's the way,
but it's the expression, and it's a discipline. So the fact that your friend had discipline in the way he handled the situation is probably why all of a sudden,
mm-hmm.
you know what,
mm-hmm.
I ain't even worried about this no more.
So wild to watch, Ebony.
Mm-hmm.
So wild to watch that happen.
Because his discipline disincentivized her chaos. That's what that is. All right. So, Gunna, your court date is January 9th, 2023. You'll likely be in custody until then. And we wish you justice as well.
Hmm.
All right. Now, last year, Jen Shaw, she stars, of course, on Real Housewives of Salt Lake City.
Yes.
She made some headlines. This actually was covered by Vanity Fair, and I really liked what they did with the piece. Shout out to Vanity Fair. Talking about how she, and this is on the show, you see her telling her castmates there in Arizona, they have the most fucked up cast trips along.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Like, why?
What?
Anyway. I mean, not Scottsdale's nice, but other franchises are like in South Africa and Portugal. Greece.
Like, come on.
Italy.
Africa.
They're in Arizona. She told her castmates that she is actually done getting Botox, at least temporarily, because her attorney told her that she needs to be able to move her face and show emotions during, it's not, it's saying trial, but actually during the sentencing hearing, which we know is coming up. I'm not going to spend a lot of time running down the facts of the case and none of that, just because I don't really do that.
Yeah.
It's not necessary. Y'all know what it is. We do know that Jen has decided to plead guilty to the federal charges against her. And she will be, I think they've moved her sentencing date, Dustin.
Is it November?
It was in November. She's awaiting her sentencing, yes, which is currently scheduled to take place right here in New York because she was, she's in front of New York federal prosecutors, which is, you don't want to be there. Mm. But on November 28th, you're correct. So right after Thanksgiving, happy Thanksgiving, Jen, I guess.
Damn.
Then you will face your sentencing. Now, you busted out laughing, and I understand. Most people are like, bitch, you know, we really talking about Botox when you got 30 years on the line.
Yeah.
That is very valid. But yeah, we are. And I'm going to tell you why we are. Okay, let's talk about the optics. And it goes back to the Gunna case, too, but it's consistent. I don't care if you are going to court for misdemeanor DWI. I don't care if you're going to court for murder. A whole lot of your legal consequence will bear on how you present physically. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm not saying that's right. I'm just telling you that's how it is. Let me tell you how I know how much I know this to be true, Dustin. This is so true that when I was a public defender in North Carolina, in Charlotte, and you know what a public defender is? That means our entire client base is indigent, poor, without resources.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But we knew this point of optics to be so important to the outcomes for our clients. And that's what we took an oath to do. We take an oath to what? Zealously represent the interests of our clients.
Mm-hmm.
And as a part of that obligation, we kept a court closet.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And most public defender offices have them if they can.
Mm-hmm.
We had a court closet, Dustin. What's in the closet? Suits, button-down shirts, belts, hard bottom leather shoes, dresses, skirts, suits, pants, slacks for ladies, pumps, loafers, things that are appropriate to wear in the courtroom.
Mm-hmm.
Because the reality was for a lot of our clients, they literally did not have those types of pieces in there to their
avail. Yeah, yeah.
You know, that's just the reality. Several of our clients were without housing.
Mm-hmm.
So they literally did not have no closet to just go pick something out from. Oh, I'm going to court today. They're not in a Cardi B situation.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, where it's, oh, where's my white, you know, Valentino suit? I'm going to
She's been looking good at court, too.
She looks great in court. But I'm going to give this caveat.
Mm-hmm.
She looks great, full stop.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes there's a line there.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when you're Cardi B, it's a little different because everybody knows you're Cardi B, so you can go there. Yeah, you can go there.
Expressive, yeah.
But if you're just a regular rich bitch off the streets, I've seen this. I've seen people that have the ability to pop off in the latest Michael Kors collection.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You might want to just go on and relax off of that.
Mm-hmm.
Seriously, y'all, listen to me on this. You're walking a tight line when it comes to courtroom optics. You want to look like you take the business of court seriously. So you don't want to be in there with no, you know, round the way looking
with
shit.
With this on, yeah.
Let me see. No, with the shoes set it off, though. You might be all right. In fact, there was a judge in Durham. I forget his name. He was an old white guy, and like most of them.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, Durham has some decent diversity. Mm-hmm. Shout out to Judge Hudson. That was my boo. Anyway, he kept a box of Glad. Remember the drawstring for the hefty bags or whatever? He kept a box of those on his bench because if particularly a young man would have sags on, he would have him literally take these Glad tie strings and pull his pants up. He wouldn't even deal with him, Dustin. He's like, Mr. Bailiff, go ahead and get this to him, and then we can engage. So that's, I'm just telling y'all, that's how serious these courtrooms are.
And the presentation.
And the presentation mattering. So there's that side of it. But then the other side is, you don't want to come in there too super, super duper flossy, neither.
Like it's a joke almost.
Or it's
like
a runway show.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? This is not the time for a circus. Yeah, you know, your latest spring collection, Balenciaga Fendi collab.
Yeah.
Say that for something else.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that's real.
Yeah.
Now back to Jen and his Botox. In addition to what you are wearing, how you emote.
Mm-hmm.
Emotions is also important. So
like how Kyle Rittenhouse didn't cry a real tear, but put on that show on the stand.
A whole show. Mm-hmm. And you saw his ass was what? Acquitted.
Mm-hmm.
Same with George Zimmerman.
Same.
George Zimmerman was talking big shit all trial, like all year long before we got to the courtroom. And now we see the tears.
That's one person that really grinds my gears. Mm-hmm. Just the sight of them. But anyway. We're not even going to have
that.
We're not even going to have that pivot.
But those are two really good examples, though, Dustin, of what we are talking about. So the ability to show, I'm going to tell you what judges are looking for and juries.
Mm-hmm.
They're looking for remorse. They're looking for accountability in your face.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like when you are sitting there with your significant other. Think about it this way. This is a very, make it real plain for y'all. You in it. Y'all beefing big time.
Mm-hmm.
And they're apologizing to you. I want you to look at my face and watch the different types of apologies.
Okay.
Dustin, I do understand
you full
that
of
when
shit.
When I stay out late and I don't call or text and I don't have the decency to respect your time, I haven't asked you if you've eaten, I haven't asked you your nightly plans, that's wrong of me. It's disrespectful, and I do apologize for that. Now, do you believe that?
Not a word you said.
Okay, let me try it again.
Mm-hmm.
You know what, Dustin? I didn't really think about it like that, but you're right. If I'm going to be out late, if I'm going to, you know, not come home at a certain time, you know, I owe you that. Your time is worth that. So the fact is, I should have called. I should have texted. I should have let you know what I plan to do so you could go about your evening in a proper way. And for that, you know, I really want you to know I am sorry.
You better act, Ebony.
You know.
You better act. You know, come on, thespian.
You know I've been wanting me a little side role in a Christmas movie.
You better act, Ebony. That was good, okay? That was good, Ebony. Shit. Let me find out we're going to get an Emmy up in here.
You know, I really was in the Young Thespian Society in high school.
Don't play with me.
Don't play
Ebony.
On my name.
Okay.
Don't play
I
on
can
my
tell.
Name.
Wow. Okay, but yeah, you're right though.
But right.
Yeah.
The ability to give you this, to look pensive.
It matters.
To look concerned, to give you something virtue my face.
Mm-hmm.
It's important. So all that frozen forehead shit and no smile lines and you know, where my face is paralyzed from all expression and movement.
It ain't gonna happen. It ain't gonna help, so don't do that.
It's gonna hurt. That's what her lawyer's saying. Her lawyer's not playing with Jen. You know, her lawyer's not being paid probably $1,000+ an hour to play with Jen.
Yeah.
I know that. And Jen knows that. And some people would hear that legal counsel and brush it off too.
Mm-hmm.
Like, shut your ass up. You know, you need to be working on my appeal, bitch. Mm-hmm. Whatever. You know, no.
That is
working on your appeal. Exactly. When your attorney tells you something, and even if you don't understand the why, let's just pretend. You're paying them for a reason. Trust their judgment on that. Trust the discernment on that. If they tell you, I wouldn't wear that necessarily to court. That's really a conversation y'all should be having.
Mm-hmm.
Truth be told. Some of y'all not talking to your lawyers enough.
Mm-hmm.
I would always ask my client. That's the last thing. After we do this, we talk about this. We talk about what you're facing. We talk about what you have. We talk about the defense and the evidence and the witnesses. What you plan on wearing tomorrow?
Mm-hmm.
Serious. It's important.
Because everything matters. Colors represent different things.
Yeah. You know, this might, if you were charged with murder, leave the red at home.
Yeah.
For real. For real. You don't want to look like, don't give them nothing bloody to look at.
Wow, Jen Shah. You know, I saw her at a BravoCon after party,
mm-hmm.
And she was enjoying herself, mm-hmm. and she was very nice. She was very nice
I've
to us.
I've only known her to be nice to me personally on my own social media.
She was very nice to us, mm-hmm. and it just, you know, it's just a chilling thing when you know somebody's facing some shit like that.
Yeah.
And you're around them and they're trying to make the best of the situation and shit. It's just a, it's like, damn, I hate that you're going through that.
Yeah. And some people handle it better than others. Cause I'm gonna tell you, I don't do good with charges.
Yeah. Me either. Me either.
Honest, I wouldn't have been at nothing.
Nothing.
But that's just me. Cause it weighs heavy on me. I have a reoccurring nightmare every 3 to 4 months that I have an outstanding, what we call it, a failure to appear.
Mm-hmm.
That's what FTA,
mm-hmm.
that I got a failure to appear, outstanding warrant on my ass in Charlotte, North Carolina for like an unpaid speeding ticket or something like that.
Uh-huh.
And I'd be waking up in the night, what time the court date? Now, y'all, I ain't had a car in about 10 years. Sold that bitch. They almost repossessed it.
Okay.
Back in LA.
But God done brought you through it.
Listen.
Okay.
He done paid it all.
Yeah, paid it all. Okay.
You hear that, BMW Financial?
Don't let me get up and start tarrying in this motherfucker. Okay. There you go. Yes.
Yes. Totally rehabilitated that FICO.
Boom.
Well, you do it. Anyway, I have that reoccurring nightmare all the time. And it's I thank God I can wake up and I can laugh about it now. But I'm not playing with y'all. You know, the times where I have had traffic tickets, I have had moving violations,
yeah.
I have had even that low level of a court date
yep.
stresses me the fuck
Same.
Out.
I don't want
I don't
parts.
Like no court dates. I don't even civil stuff. Mm-hmm. I don't what is it? Oh, okay, let me settle shit.
Yeah.
Cause I'm not trying to do none of that.
Keep it player.
Keep
yep.
it player. But some people can handle it. You know, some people can know, I've seen people. I mean, we've all seen our old, classic movies. What is it? Boys in the Hood. Menace to Society.
Yeah.
Where folks literally, they know they about to go do an 8-year bid. What to do? Have a party.
Have a party. Yep. Yep.
So-and-so about to go up for a while. So we live in. So. You know, everybody handle it different.
Yeah,
dude.
And I just want to stay away. I just don't want no parts.
I want to keep it. The only place I'm trying to go is to Melba's.
Okay. I wouldn't mind me a braised short rib or two.
I wouldn't mind me a nice juicy chicken breast.
For real. I'd rather have that than them peanut butter sandwiches or whatever that is. Cheese
oh,
sandwiches.
And did you get in custody?
And milk.
Bologna.
Yeah.
That's what they be serving in Charlotte.
Mm-mm.
Well, with that said, y'all remember, what you look like, it counts. It matters.
Damn, Jen.
I know. Well, we wish her justice as well. We're going
right.
to wish everybody the same
justice.
Thing. We're going to keep it consistent.
Justice.
Justice. All right, y'all. Thank you so much. Join us next week.
Yes.
We'll be right here, same time, same place.
Where I love to be, by the way.
I love being here.
I love being here because I done found some shit out today.
Listen. Only thing I need is Suka to give me a little more water.
Okay.
Because we was in class today.
Shout out to Suki.
We love Suki. In the meantime, y'all listen, stay safe. It's fall weather.
Yeah.
You know, go ahead and show your fall drip because
mm-hmm.
it's time.
It's time.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you're going to court.
That's right.
In
keep
that
keep
case,
it nice and clean.
That's right. Conservative.
Conservative.
Don't keep it P, keep it C.
Keep
if you're going to court. Okay. And the C stands for conservative.
Conservative.
That attire.
In what? Deference to the court. Show
Ooh,
that deference.
Show that deference.
Show that deference.
For they show you the difference, motherfucker. Okay. And on that note, all right.
What you want the people to do, Dustin?
Read your terms and conditions.
Thoroughly.
Mm-hmm.
Holden Court is an Interval Presents original production from Uppity Productions in association with Dossie Media. Executive producer and host, Ebony K. Williams. Co-host and producer, Dustin Ross. From Interval Presents, executive producers, Alan Coy and Jake Kleinberg. Produced, of course, by Ashley J. Hobbs. Editing, sound design, and mix by Stephanie Morell. Original music by Epidemic Sound. Video editing by Kason Alexander and Courtney Deans. Consultant, Carla Wilmaris. Special thanks to operations lead, Sarah Yu. Business development lead, Sheffy Ellen Swag, and marketing lead, Samira Still.